With all eyes on Syria, Egypt's rising violence is almost unnoticed. We'll share why you should give it another look. God moves unexpectedly in a little-known nation, and fire hits a ministry in Costa Rica. There's a part for you to play in each story on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Some scholars say the violence against Christians in Egypt hasn't been this bad since roughly the time of the Crusades, and it's not over yet. Greg Musselman is a spokesman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Talking to those that are plugged in well and what's going on, they believe that this violence and destruction and the assault on the Christian community will continue for at least several more years.
Hardline Islamists have taken over several Christian towns. Nobody's doing much about it either.
There's a lot of fear right now because even the military and police say they can't adequately protect them.
And yet, despite the mass exodus of Christians, there are some who are staying behind to be the hope of Christ. They're starting with messages of forgiveness that are scrawled on their burned-out churches.
Be praying that they will be strong, that they will not be ruled by fear, but they would also use wisdom, and also that the Christian in large masses would exhibit forgiveness.
They're praying for unity. Will you join them? We've got links at our website. Next, the reports of the tyranny against Christians in Egypt are not exaggerated. Telling their story, the Sat7 crew that puts the program bridges together. In the wake of the attacks that destroyed over 70 churches, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, provided an outlet to grieve publicly. Other Sat7 channels are offering a biblical perspective on the events. People are turning to Sat7 to stay informed and to pray together. You're invited to join them. This is Mission Network News. The Spirit of God is moving in Tajikistan, and it's through an unexpected group, kids. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov says 2.6 million Tajiks are between the ages of 5 and 16.
We're talking about a lot of young people to be reached with an alternative to Sunni Muslim people groups in that part of the world.
This summer, their School Without Walls program shared Christ with over 8,000 young people. Youth learn from their peers that there's more to Christianity than going to church and praying.
To be a Christian is to confess your sins to Jesus Christ, accept him, and follow him and obey his commandments.
Pray strength and courage for young people from Muslim backgrounds.
They're ostracized, and this is what some of the young people are saying. No matter how difficult it will be, if my parents deny me a living space in my home, I will still follow Christ.
Meanwhile, what are you passionate about? If it's caring for people, India Partners' Katie Fiedler says an upcoming trip is for you.
If God's called you to these unreached people groups, this is a very rare opportunity to go and use your skills and expertise.
They need people with medical skills to join them on a trip in November.
This trip is really special because it's not often that we get permission to go in this remote area of India. This is truly the unreached.
Teams share the gospel as they take care of the patients. Doctors are needed, but so are people who can teach. Are you interested? You can sign up at our website.
If you can come with a heart of Jesus and serve people with your medical training, that is going to reach and touch people's lives in ways that others can't do.
And AMG Costa Rica says a local church has invested heavily in its community, and they're now seeing the dividends of that investment. The team serving there says 5 homes of students that they serve were recently destroyed by fire. Believers were first on the scene with food, clothing, and temporary shelter. And they're actively working to help with long-term solutions, too. Please, pray for this community that they would respond to the love of Jesus as it's demonstrated by the local body of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Now, storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD. It takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are culturally the norm to pass on community values. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.